Good morning. Welcome to Daily Sabbath. Today we will be singing the morning praise liturgy from this blue hymnal. So if you're new, I invite you to find this book in your pews. And we will begin with number one. It's very much towards the beginning. It's called the opening dialogue. I invite you to stand as we begin.
Shall be giving words of praise.
Let us pray. Help us, O steadfast one, to keep the faith entrusted to us, faith in a world worth saving, faith in a dream worth sharing, faith in a heritage worth keeping, even as we reinvigorate it to have meaning for us now. Help us keep faith in you, and help us not to lose faith in ourselves. For faith is the substance of our hope, and hope the assurance of love. Praise to you, O faithful one, now and forever. Amen.
Today's reading comes from 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 through 10, the song of the prophet Hannah. I acclaim the Lord's greatness, source of my strength. I devour my foe. I say to God with joy, you saved my life. Only you are holy, Lord. There is none but you, no other rock like you. God knows when deeds match words, so make no arrogant claims. The weapons of the strong are broken. The defenseless gain strength. The overfed now toil to eat, while the hungry have their fill. The childless bear many children, but the fertile learn they are sterile. The Lord commands death and life, consigns to Sheol or raises up. God deals out poverty and wealth, casts down and lifts up, raising the poor from squalor, the needy from the trash heap, to sit with the high and mighty, taking their places of honor. God owns the universe and sets the earth within it. God walks with the faithful but silences the wicked in the darkness. Their power does not prevail. God's enemies will be broken. Heaven thunders against them. The Lord will judge the earth and give power to the king, victory to the anointed. Holy wisdom, holy word, thanks be to God.
Show us your mercy, Lord.
Grant us your salvation.
Clothe your ministers with righteousness.
Let your people sing for joy.
Give peace, O Lord, in all.
Receive this blessing. Blessed are you who bear the light in unbearable times, who testify to its endurance amid the unendurable, who bear witness to its persistence when everything seems in shadow. Blessed are you in whom the light lives, in whom the brightness blazes, your heart a chapel, an altar where in the deepest night can be seen the fire that shines forth in you, in faith, in stubborn hope, in love, that illumines every broken thing it finds. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
And give him thanks.
May the Lord Almighty bless our days and our deeds with peace. Amen.
I invite you to be seated if you have time for our clarinet postlude.